What's up? I'm Ujwal, and today I'd like to talk about cycles. Not the ones you ride, but some cycles of life, particularly generational cycles. So why are we talking about different generations all of a sudden, you ask? And that's because I came across this very interesting thing that many of us tend to live in a loop, living and behaving the way our parents and possibly their parents did. I mean, of course, we live in a different time, but it's really interesting to see if we really evolve our mindset along with the evolving times or not. Because apparently, many people don't tend to. And a very noticeable way, I believe, is to see how people even inherit the careers they follow. I mean, for real. Look around yourselves. How often do we see a young adult just inheriting and carrying forward their parents' business, for instance? We see an athlete's kid become an athlete or a lawyer's kid become a lawyer. And if that's really your passion and if that's really something you want to do, you want to be, voila. But is it really? Or is it just the influence of the people around you? And because it's also easier that way, no? Because you have someone with experience to teach you exactly how to be that. And you possibly grew with that exact environment all your childhood. So I guess the question is that how many of us really break all these stereotypes with our existence? And I mean, that's just one example. This career thing, just one example. That's the least of it. Take this for instance. So say growing up, some of your needs were not met the way they should have. All right, anything, any kind of need. For example, you would have liked to spend more time with your parents growing up, but they were too caught up or too busy with something or the other, and you did not like that at all. Okay, this is when you were a kid. Now skip however many years, and you are a parent now. You have a kid now. Now, there are two approaches to this, two kinds of people. One does the exact same thing. Knowingly or unknowingly, they also ignore their kid in some way or the other and could not give the required attention that their kid needed. Because that's what they know best. That's how they were dealt in their childhood, and that's how they are dealing with their kid. And there goes history repeating itself. There goes a generational cycle. Different generation, same story. On the other hand, there's a second approach to this, where you know exactly how it felt to have been neglected as a kid, where your parent was maybe too busy with their job and could not give you the required attention. And now you just do not want to do that to your kid because you know how it felt. And that is what you will call breaking a generational cycle. That's what I'm talking about. That's how you break the wheel. That's how you be the change. Oh, actually, that reminded me of a story that they tell you as a child where they're there are two siblings, and then so one sibling ends up being ultra successful and the other one not so much. So someone asks the successful sibling what led them to that, and they reply that, you know, my parent was an alcoholic, so I had to take care of myself growing up as a kid. So I've seen many hardships in life, and that's what led me to this. And then again, they ask the other sibling what led to their failure. And then they go, you know, my parent was an alcoholic, and so growing up, I faced many hardships, and that's why I'm still here, still facing all the hardships, still struggling, still not being able to do very well for myself. You see, that's the difference. You can use your childhood experience and your upbringing as a reason to be the change, to be different, or you can use it as an excuse and repeat the whole same thing yet again. Because let's be honest here, your childhood experience matters a lot. What you go through, good or bad, as a kid, does shape the end product. And not all of us are fortunate enough to have had the best childhood ever. You must have some great, happy memories, but you also must have some really dark ones, and what you do with them is your choice. And I hope you choose wisely. And the problem with that is that many people do not even realize how much they are caught up into all of this mess. Hence the reason behind recording this podcast. Maybe after listening to this, someone will, you know, catch themselves and realize something and hopefully do better the next time. On the other hand, however, maybe you're someone who is trying their best to beat all the odds, to flip the switch, to do something or be someone that is completely new and alien to you, and you're still giving your best. And like, congratulations. I mean, kudos to anyone who is trying to break all your generational cycles and trying to be yourself, really. I think that's important most of all. So that's pretty much it for this episode. Hope you had fun. Hope you found some value in it. And you can tell me about it, actually. You can give me your feedback. I will link my socials in the episode description. You can maybe tell me a story about your generational cycle, and maybe we'll do a follow-up to this episode. Who knows, right? I guess we'll have to see that one. Anyway, it's goodbye for now. This is Ujjwal Agarwal, and you just listened to The One Thing You Craved For, and I'll see you in the very next episode. Bye-bye.